Lights!
None of those posh sound-activated light systems, then. Could be anywhere on Atlantis. Any time. Ruth, are you there? Ruth?
Benny? Benny, wake up.
I'm awake.
Are you all right?
Yes, just a bit dazed, that's all. Why? How long have I been out?
I'm not sure. I only just came around myself. Saw you lying there and, well, you know the rest. I feel okay, though. I mean, I'm not hungry or anything.
So, a couple of hours, tops. Oh, blimey, it's hot. Some sort of tropical rainforest, then. Somewhere on the outskirts of Atlantis? What do you reckon?
It's not the place we left, I know that much.
No, but then the place we left was never the place we started to begin with. At least we both remember that, I think. Come on, let's see what's out there.
Hello? Is that you? I can't see. Where are you?
I'm not sure where. Just follow my voice. That's it. Keep walking.
Is this death or something? Benny, it's cold. I can barely see my hands in front of my face. Benny! Benny!
Still here. Sorry. Seemed rude to try and talk over you. But yes, I'm still most definitely here. This way. You're doing brilliantly.
How much further?
I don't know. I'm heading towards you too. Don't worry.
Oh! Benny!
Oh, it's so good to see you. Oh,
you too. Just two questions, though. One, where are we? And two, what the hell is that?
Oh, my head. Oh. While still, looks like we made it here all right, wherever it is. Cobbled streets, plenty of fog, and just a hint of drizzle. So at a guess, and that man's outfit, I'd have to say, what, Atlantis in the 18th, 19th century?
Evening, miss.
Yes, hello. Sorry. A nice outfit, by the way! Big Ben. Blimey. London, then. Weird. Well past my bedtime, too. Still, the dead of night's usually the best time to get things done, I've always found. Don't you think so, Ruth? Ruth? Ruth!
Benny! Benny, come and look at this!
Oh, what is it? If there was ever a time I could do with a machete. Well?
Look!
It's a centipede.
I've never seen anything like it. So many legs!
I suppose it is rather incredible. Guess meeting 8-foot intelligent extraterrestrial grasshoppers and the like kind of detracts from this sort of thing.
Okay, so if that's a centipede, what do you call those things?
What thing? Oh, my God.
Benny? Yeah, I can see that, but what are they?
Dinosaurs! Oi, watch it! People are trying to dash about down here.
Shine your boots, miss.
Not right now, thanks, sorry.
Oh!
Oi, mind where you're going.
Benny!
Ruth! Where the bloody hell have you been?
Where have I been?
I
can ask you the same question.
Then I heard a scream. I thought it was you.
In a strange
world. So I followed it here.
Why are you running?
You first.
Well, there was this man. He just came from nowhere, literally leapt into the middle of the street. At first, I thought that's what they did. But then he grabbed this woman who was passing, all on her own, a bit like me. He then, well, he kissed her. And she fainted, just collapsed into his arms. And by this point, as you can imagine, there's this huge crowd flocking around her, including me, trying to work out what's going on. And this guy, well, disappears up into the skies. One giant leap.
Right. Okay, incredible leaping man. Perhaps you need a little more fresh air.
Perhaps. But, Benny, I don't think that man was human.
Benny, slow down. This is ridiculous. It just goes on and on forever.
No way out. This isn't good. And listen. Whatever those things were, they've stopped. Oh, that's something at least.
Benny?
What? Oh, you have got to be kidding me. Flying robots? That's cheating, you know!
You are Bernice Summerfield. We believe that you've been seeking our attention. Now, at last, you have it. Or have you?
Benny, they know your name.
Yeah, and I think I know theirs.
The Epoch, am I right?
Since arriving on this world, you've seen the worlds were wrong. Distinguishing between what should and shouldn't be, correcting us. But now, can you distinguish which one of you is real? Two screens, two other worlds, two more Bernice Summerfields, two more Ruths. Each one just the same as any other, but only one of each has come to this world. So choose.
Choose? What do you mean, choose?
We now have three alternative realities mapped out, any one of which could be real. The other two are not. This is the scheme. The original Ruth and Benny could be together. They could be apart. They could be you. Or they could be somewhere else. And so now it falls to you, Bernice Summerfield, to decide the fate of you, and you, and you. To determine which ones of you are real, and which ones are not. When each of you are the same, this is the scheme. Your lives are in your hands. Decide your fates.
This is the scheme. Right. Gotcha.
Benny?
This is going to be a tricky one.
Excuse me! Drive! Thanks.
Where are you going to, miss? Sorry, Mrs.
Not quite sure yet. Is that a problem?
Well, it would be for some. Never for me. Hop in!
Thank you. Drive?
Pleasure's all mine, miss.
You all right in there?
Yeah, fine, thanks. Actually, mind if I change my mind about where we're going?
Yeah, where takes your fancy?
North of the river. Victoria Embankment.
This time of night?
If that's okay.
Well, yeah, I suppose. Just wouldn't have thought it was quite your style, nice pair of ladies like you.
So, come on. Who is this Victoria person, then? Can she help us?
She's not a person, she's a place. Though a place named after a person, if that makes sense.
Right, and we're going there because...
There's a place down there a friend of mine once told me about. Peculiar little pub. Quite unassuming. At least it was on the outside. The White Rabbit, they called it. Been around for as long as anyone can remember. No one knew who its landlord ever was, but it always seemed to be the focus of, well, weirdness. So rumours have it, anyway.
And you think that'll be a good place for us to start, what? Are we investigating now?
Well, yes, for now, I think. Local gossips are usually very good at spotting extraterrestrial influences. And that's as good a start as any. Unless you've seen anything, of course. Something unusual? Out of place? Odd?
Well, there was that man.
If it even was a man. But no, I'm talking about something bigger, more dramatic. Signs of external interference by the Epoch. Mobile phones, electrical pylons, shuttlecraft, that kind of thing.
Okay, I didn't understand half the words you used there. But knowing half the things you usually mean, no, I don't think I've seen anything unusual. I am intrigued by this thing, though.
What thing?
This.
Oh, what, the Hansom? Really? It's just a different mode of transport. Not all that far removed from your own time.
Well, no, I can see that. And yes, it beats an ox cart. What I meant was, how does it work? What's the principle behind it?
Well, a horse just sort of
pulls it along.
No, no, no. I know how it works. I'm not stupid. I mean, what are they for? Who operates them? Why? We saw almost half a dozen of these things trotting along the streets before this one came along.
Sorry, I'm not following.
Well, do these people ever stop? Does everyone get a go? Who decides? I mean, is it some kind of voluntary work? Or penance? A public duty? Why are people offering this service?
It's not out of the goodness of their hearts, if that's what you're worried about, nor is it any kind of punishment. Now, like everything else in this big, wide universe, it all comes back to money, which is fine. I mean, it's what we're used to.
And we have money, then, for this drive of yours?
Well, of course, I... Oh, clothes have changed again. Of course they have. Be nice if someone mentioned it. Still, no problem. I'll just check in my top pocket and... no, skint.
Okay, so are there any other ways we could pay?
None I'd recommend in a hurry. This could get very, very awkward very quickly. So, Ruth, quick question. In your past life, did you ever feel the need to do a runner? Right. So, prehistoric Earth. Jurassic era, judging from our scaly friends back there. And over there. Oh, and look, a creepy lizard crawling up my back. Marvellous. Ow! What was that for?
Well, I was trying to brush it off. That's what you wanted.
I didn't mean for you to scare it off or flay me. Where did it go anyway, poor little critter?
Back the way we came, I think. Does it matter?
Probably not. I hope. Time's a funny thing, Ruth. Trust me. Put so much as a footstep out of place in the past, and the future of the universe could ravel out in front of you. I've been quite lucky, really.
I don't understand.
There's a theory that everything we do, every decision and every action we make, however minor, can affect the world around us. Even a world that's being manipulated. One wrong footstep, Ruth, and we could end the human race here and now.
Theoretically?
Well, yes. I mean, it's never been proved. How could it? Change the past and the future you're trying to compare it to? Well, it would never have existed. You could end your life before you were ever born. Destroy the human race now and there's no one left around to say, I told you so.
Right. Cheery. So, basically, what you're saying is, we shouldn't be doing anything. We just stand still. No walking, no talking, nothing. Even this conversation should be a no-no.
Precisely.
Oh.
If this really is our world. Oh, so glad about Atlantis and look where that got me.
Okay. So what are we to do when we shouldn't be doing anything?
We just tread carefully, I suppose, and keep an eye out for anything unusual.
What? Like those, you mean?
No, they're just Diplodocus. I was talking about more the little things. Insects and lizards, that sort of thing.
But they're massive. And how do they keep their heads up like that? Are all dinosaurs like this?
A few of them. The long-necked ones tend to be herbivores. Helps them reach the leaves at the top of the tree. See, like that one there. Fascinating, brilliant, genus dinosaurs. Shame they never lasted.
No? Why? What happened?
Even I'm not quite sure about that. When I was there... sort of. Anyway, rest assured, there are races of dinosaurs out there which have survived. I've met a fair few of them myself. But here on Earth, well, who knows? Perhaps someone said the wrong word or stepped on the wrong butterfly. Whatever, they went extinct long before Atlantis, allowing mankind, us, to step up and take their place. What?
Is there anything you don't know about anything?
Oh, be fair, I can only ever know about things I know about. There must be plenty of things I don't, and I just don't mention it, for obvious reasons. Besides, what wiped out the dinosaurs is one of history's greatest mysteries. An entire race of great and powerful creatures extinguished just like that.
Well, they don't look all that powerful. I thought you said they just ate leaves.
Only some of them. The others, well, they're some of the greatest predators the universe ever knew. Gigantic, monstrous carnivores, massive jaws. Even the smaller ones had cunning. A natural instinct to hunt and kill and ravage. Though being smaller, they obviously had stealth on their side.
Smaller ones? There's something creeping up behind us, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah!
C-
Can we not just ask him to stop? He did before.
That was when he thought we were just another fare, paying customers. Not two ladies from Atlantis trying to blag a tour around ancient London.
We could say we made a mistake, that we didn't know we had to pay, you know. We're not from around here or something.
Wouldn't work, not where money's concerned. They're funny like that in the past. Well, and the future. People are just funny about money.
Jump for it, then?
Yeah, I was thinking that. Then I saw how narrow these streets are.
Oh.
Yeah, open that door and I reckon you get squished within a second. I don't know about you, Ruth, but I don't exactly want to end up smeared along the walls of London town. Not for the sake of a fiver.
Whoa there, big fella.
Mind you, if he carries on like that, we might not get much choice. Oi, watch it, mate! You've got a couple of people in here, remember?
Door's locked. Driver, eased up. Unusual service has resumed.
Betty, is it just me?
We're moving faster, yes.
Listen, Drive, we'd like to get off now, please. I said we'd like you to stop the cab.
Want to stop, you say? Whoa there!
Blimey! Ruth, you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, I think. Just a little stunned. What happened?
I'm not sure. Something must have spooked our horsey friend. Never did like horses. Oh, great! Now the bloody door's jammed.
So what, we just sit it out in here?
Until someone finds us, yes. Shouldn't take too long. London's not exactly a quiet place, even at this hour. Hello? Can anybody hear me? I'm trapped inside a hansom!
We are trapped inside a hansom!
Anyone?
I hear you. I always hear you.
I think we'll be fine now, thank you. Never been much of a fan of fresh air. Give me a cramped cargo hold or stasis chamber any day.
No fear not, Miss Summerfield. I've been coming for you for a very long time.
We have got to find a way out of here.
How? He stopped.
Ah!
He's on the roof!
Baby Cash wasn't our biggest problem after all. I don't believe I'm seeing this.
Look at my hair. And do I really sound like that?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
The two people you are watching on screen one are Ruth and Bernice Summerfield. The other two people you have been watching on screen two are Ruth and Bernice Summerfield. You are Ruth and Bernice Summerfield.
That's right, we are. And if we're both here confronting you, well, this has to be the prime reality, surely. They can't be us.
Then erase those worlds, Professor Summerfield. You can do so at any time, once you've decided which reality is true.
Guessing that's what those levers are for, then. One for each screen.
And a third for this reality. Should you begin to doubt yourself?
Ah, well, no time like the present.
Benny, no, wait.
What is it?
Even if this is the true reality, which is still quite an if, that doesn't automatically guarantee that we are the genuine Ruth and Benny. Like they say, it could be any one of us. We're exactly the same. You could be real and I could be fake, or vice versa.
Then perhaps it doesn't matter which ones live and which ones die.
Are you meant to stay still when there's a dinosaur creeping up behind you?
Ruth, with the greatest of respect, how the hell should I know? Also, there's a time and a place.
And I'm pretty sure this is both the time and the place. In fact, I can't think of any other situation that could be more the time and place. It's getting closer.
Move now and it'll definitely see us.
If it hasn't already.
The smaller ones are faster, trust me. On second thoughts, perhaps a swift jog towards those caves isn't such a bad idea after all. On the count of three.
How about the count of one?
Three, two. What the?
Hello. Yes, me hunting. And me gathering, yes. Well, maybe if you let me do instead of calling every 5 minutes, how is me meant to... I am not raising my voice. Bear with me. I'll be with you in a moment.
Oh. Okay.
Thank you.
Right.
Walking out and about.
Okay, so we have cavemen following us now, not dinosaurs.
Does that mean we can run?
No. I'm not sure it would help us anyway. The world just keeps on changing and things are getting confused.
The mobile phone things, you mean?
I know, hang up first, you hang up. No, you hang up. Hang up!
Not just that, but yes, you're right. That's more than a little incongruous. No, there are bigger things. Like the whole dinosaurs and cavemen living together thing. That would never have happened. Could never have happened.
Cheery.
It's like when I first arrived in Atlantis. Everything was how you'd imagine that world to be. Not how it actually would have been. But we can use that to our advantage, don't you see? We know how things should be. I do, at least. Which means we can put all those pieces together. Work out what's been overlooked. Maybe find out why all this is happening.
Hold on, though. You said anything we do, anything at all, however small, had the potential to change the future. Even the slightest footstep could alter the course of the entire human race. So what are we meant to do, Benny? If all of this is so wrong, what can we do?
Yeah, two of them. Tasty.
That's not good, is it?
I don't know why.
Okay. Right. I've got it. Having considered all our options...
Yes?
Leggett!
Me call you back.
Mind if I join you?
Not at all. Mind if we leave?
Ha!
Oh!
Excuse me. Hope I didn't singe you there. Must have been something I ate. Ow. Ow. I think I just burnt my tongue.
What? Who the hell are you?
You mean you don't know, still?
Do you think I'd be asking if I did?
Well...
You know us, though, don't you?
Might do. Jack be nimble, Jack be quick, Jack jump over the candlestick.
Sorry, but what?
That rhyme. It dates back to the 19th century, I think.
18th, actually. Just. Not that it matters. Not when our every move's already been engineered against our will. Not when the very fabric of all existence is faltered. Jack be cunning, Jack be spry. Jack's crossed the bounds of reality. Yeah, okay, so that last bit didn't work. Stop looking at me like that.
It's kind of hard not to.
Oh?
Yeah, the glowing red eyes, Spock ears, the pointed chin.
The muscular chest.
And of course there's the fact you're breathing blue flames.
Belching flames, actually, just so you know. Nobody breathes flames. Have you any idea how difficult that would be? I breathe air like everyone else. See?
Yeah, all right, we get the idea. So, taking all those details into account, you'd be the infamous spring-heeled Jack, am I right? At least that's how everyone round here would know you anyway.
Oh, my reputation precedes me. Love it! Even in this facet of the epoch, I'm notorious.
The epoch?
Yes. Why, I thought you already knew that. You did before. At least you seem to. Typical, always saying the wrong thing to the wrong people.
No, it's fine. Better than fine. You know what they are, I take it.
But of course everybody does. Whether they remember any of the detail, though, well, that's a different matter altogether. Are you quite sure we haven't met?
You look a bit, Bowl Nebula-ish. Never been out your way, though, sorry.
So, you're not from around here?
Well, no, obviously. Bless you, though. Why, do you think I could pass for an Atlantean? Or whatever dreary term it is you all masquerade under nowadays? I have to admit, I'd be tempted. But it's just so much more fun to be that little tiddle bit
special.
No. Exceptional.
Well, that's very nice and probably a little bit mad, I wouldn't like to say. But tell me, that stuff you said before, you've been coming for me for a very long time. What did you mean by that?
Is it important?
To me it is, yeah.
Oh, sweet. Poor little Benny Summerfield flitting between realities, not a care in the world. Just think, we could have met before, time and again, and you might never even know. But to sate your rampant curiosity, let me assure you that we have met. Never properly introduced myself, of course, how rude of me. But I've tried to make you very much aware of my existence. You see, Miss Summerfield, you are the key to my salvation. Yours too, in fact. But it's mainly mine I'm interested in at present.
What are you talking about?
Fascinating! She sees so much. So very, very much. And yet still, she cannot see her greater role. Sitting on the outside, looking in. Benny, if I might take your hand.
Hey!
Come here.
Oh, what did you...
Benny!
Hmm. Strawberry chapstick. Interesting.
What have you done to her?
Nothing she won't recover from, don't fret. Peculiar little trait amongst my species. Slightest trace of venom in the lips. Anaesthetizes our prey. Lots of fun. But she can't eat donuts. Shame. Now, unless you'd like to receive a similar treatment, I'd suggest you come with me. Well?
Do it then. I don't care. Though you could at least pretend to mean it this time.
Oh, for goodness sake, I don't have time for this.
Oh! Oh!
Heavier than you look for a little one, ain't you? And would you please stop kicking? Oh, brilliant. Looks like we've got company.
Yeah? All I've got is a brilliant view of... Well, I'm too polite to say, but the blood's rushing to my head. I'm getting grouchy, so the sooner you put me down, the better.
Oh, hush. People of London! My lords, ladies, and gentlemen, rest assured, you are in the presence of none other than Spring-Heeled Jack himself. No fraud, no interloper, but the genuine, terrifying Arctic... Ow! Did you just pinch my bum?
Sorry.
Well, anyway. I'm sure many of you, if not all, are all well aware of my reputation. You all know what I am capable of, though I very much doubt you know how I achieve it. So I'd advise you all to stay back.
Come along now, sir. You know we can't do that. We can listen to your demands by all means, if that's what you want. But it'd be easier for all concerned if you just gave yourself up, released the girl, and accompanied me and my colleagues back to the station.
My colleagues and I think you'll find. And know this, my lovely boys in blue. Spring-Heeled Jack will never... ever come quietly.
I'm beginning to think you can't do anything quietly.
Shh!
In which case, Mr. Jack, I'm afraid you leave us no choice but to take you by force. Get him, lads.
No, bugger. Tell me, Ruth, are you scared of heights by any chance?
I don't know. Why?
Because I think you're about to find out.
Why? Why are you doing this?
We do nothing. We merely observe.
That's not what she meant, and you know it. You've created all these worlds on top of worlds, and who knows how many more we can't remember. What for?
And why suddenly make it personal? Why now?
You intrigue us, Bernice Summerfield. You are aware of the histories we map, even though they have yet to be. You see the truth where anyone else cannot, and we would test that. Test you. This is the scheme.
And the others?
They will be tested too, in other ways.
But we're the only ones who know of their existence, am I right? They don't have a clue about each other or us or any of this whole twisted little setup.
That is correct.
And we're the only ones who can choose.
Which isn't fair. Not if we're all the same. We should have equal chances.
The outcome is the same. Bernice and Ruth must prove their own identities to you. To a point where you are satisfied.
Even if that turns out to be us?
Correct. This is the scheme.
So what's to stop us claiming to be them? To stop us killing them here and now?
Nothing.
Actually, there is still one thing stopping that from happening.
Which is?
Me.
But Benny, that...
No, Ruth. They want to force us into making a snap decision, but they're right. We need to prove we're who we say we are just as much as they do. And if we could somehow get the six of us together, bring the others here to the Epoch...
Then we'd definitely have the original Ruth and Benny. We could shut off the other worlds.
Yeah, easier said than done, but yes, in theory. And if they... we... if they both end up in this place, then this would have to be the prime reality, I think.
At least then we could work out which ones aren't the originals.
But then... we might not have to.
Where are we heading?
Your guess is as good as mine. Just need to try and shake him off. Find somewhere to hide.
What was that?
Keep running.
Oh, there's more of them.
I know. This isn't good.
There they are.
They've found us.
But we can still outrun them. Evolution's on our side, remember. All we need to do is...
Stop!
I don't understand. You were behind us. How can you manage to track us down so quickly?
GPS? Is it them? See for yourself. Ah, it them.
picture messaging too? Brilliant.
And it got angry birds.
Has it? How lovely. My name's Benny, by the way. And you are?
I am.
What's your name? Me, Benny. She, Ruth. You are...
Me, Ugg. This is Rupert.
Hello.
And that his civil partner, Grog. Hiya!
Quite a sophisticated social structure you've got going on here. I'm impressed. Can't help wondering what you want with us, though. Especially as... Oi! Watch where you're putting your hands. Anyone would think you'd never seen a woman before.
Benny?
Now isn't the time, Ruth.
But have you actually seen any women yet?
Well, no, but... Ah.
Cave men, you said. Men, not women.
Well, what do you think? Ruth won't fit. Benny won older, but, he still got it.
Oh, dear. Is that really the best you can manage? Where'd you do your research? Wikipedia?
Benny?
And if I were really stranded in 18-whatever it is, I'd be off to the Diogenes Club, smartish.
If you believe that the alternatives are false, you can erase them, here and now.
What? Because that's the scheme? Oh, nice try. But not until the six of us are here, safe and sound.
Benny?
What is it? What's the matter?
I don't know. I keep seeing these things. People and places and I don't know what else.
Oh, it's all right. I'm here. What sort of things?
Ordinary things. So mundane they shouldn't matter, but they do. I know it. I can see people on a spaceship sitting side by side. Some of them sleeping, others chatting. One of them's reading Murder on the Omega Express for the 13th time. Why do I remember that? How do I even know what a spaceship is?
Sounds like you've got memories bleeding through. Exposure to the epoch must be freeing them. Ruth, what else do you remember?
Give us some air, please. Are you all right, miss?
What? Oh, oof. What happened?
Looks like you took a nasty blow to the head when that horse of yours reared up. Must have knocked you out stone cold. Come on, let's get you on your feet. There you are. How you feeling?
Fine, I think. Just a little, woozy.
Is there something the matter, miss?
Where's Ruth?
You can look down, you know.
I can't.
Come. You should feel privileged. Few ladies can claim to have sat on the roof of St. Paul's. Relax. Enjoy the view.
How high up are we?
High enough. At least for me to guarantee your undivided attention. I trust I do have your attention.
You had it the moment we leapt 100 feet into the sky.
355 feet, actually. And then some 6 inches, give or take. Still, what's 6 inches between friends, eh, Ruth? Ruthie? Ruthie Bates?
You're not my friend.
Perhaps, but I'm not your enemy either. Your friend Benny was right. I'm not from around here. I'm not even from this galaxy. I was just another mercenary passing through, got a little too close to a planet called Zordin. Or Atlantis. Or Earth, whatever you happen to call it. And got drawn in, just as the epoch happened to be remapping. Needless to say, I've been stuck here ever since.
Looking for a way out.
Which isn't easy when you're subjected to regular bouts of amnesia. It took me a while to acclimatise, mentally and physically. You'll no doubt have noticed that where I'm from, I've been accustomed to a little more gravity, hence my jumping parlour trick back there.
You're an alien, then, wanting my help.
I'm an opportunity, Ruth. You and Benny are the only people I've encountered, like me, beyond your time. The only individuals who might yet help me escape. And maybe I can help you in return.
Listen to me, Ruth. If you're remembering things from a life before Atlantis, however insubstantial they might seem, however fleeting, that could be important. Maybe there's more to you than this. Perhaps you are the genuine article after all, the original Ruth. Your mind subconsciously fighting against the epoch, all the memories and the madness they've been feeding you.
And if this isn't the real world?
Why wouldn't it be?
Because of that alien on the screen, Jack. If there's another person in that reality who knows about the Epoch, someone from outside who isn't us, well, he must be from the real world, surely.
But Spring-Heel Jack's a myth. Like cavemen and dinosaurs living together in perfect harmony. It's just another lie, like all the others. Ruth, you must see that.
And if it isn't? If you're so sure that world's a lie, Benny, switch it off. Switch them both off.
I can't, not yet.
Why not? At least there'd be no choice then. No more doubting, we'd be the real Ruth, the real Benny.
You are the real Ruth. I am the real Benny.
And that's what they've been wanting us to think.
I know. Listen, I've been manipulated by ambiguous beings for as long as I care to remember. Don't even try to second-guess them, because we're all just innocent pawns in a greater game.
To destroy those worlds, end the scheme. 4 innocents would die to save 2 more.
And there they've hit the nail on the head. Pull those levers, and that's precisely what we wouldn't be. Sacrifice 4 innocents and become the guilty party. That's why we need to get them back here.
But who are you? Why are you doing this?
Yeah, what she said. Good call. I like having you around.
Thank you. I like being here. Well?
Yeah, well?
The Epoch are from the dawn of time. The Epoch are from the end of time. The Epoch are from the realm of time itself.
Well, thanks. That helps a lot.
This is the scheme. The scheme has a purpose. The scheme is to exclude worlds and solar systems and artificially alter the natural progression of life. Remap its people and places. Discover where the threats to the Epoch began, or will begin. Time is revisited, explored, and reimagined to find the potential threat and neutralize it. This solar system represents a threat to the past, present, and future of the Epoch. This is why all Evas and their people have been mapped and remapped. This was why history and exploration could not be allowed. We sense that the threat from outside time might encroach into this era. This is the scheme.
And what have you learned? Was it all worth it? All that messing around with these planets? Rewriting people's minds and genetics?
You are now the scheme. Benny Summerfield is from all times. The past, the present, the future. You are from the dawn of time and the end of time. You are the scheme. You are the threat. You will be eliminated from all potential time streams. Once you are erased, the Epoch will return this system to how it was meant to be, before the instigation of Year Zero.
How?
Our departure will reset the timelines. No one will ever know. This is the Epoch. This is the scheme. Always.
Hold on a minute, though. I mean, if you're so big, so omnipresent, how am I the threat? I'm just one person. One tiny, insignificant person.
That is all you are now. In your future, you will be more. The Epoch will find you at the end of time and at the dawn of time.
I'm not sure I like the sound of this.
I don't blame you.
You must choose which Bernice Somerville is to face the Epoch when all things come to pass. To face the final judgment. This is the scheme.
Listen to me. I know you don't know who we are, but we're people just like you.
We came here from a place you called Atlantis.
But that's still in the future, yet to come, I think.
You know makes sense.
No, I very rarely do. But trust me, this isn't how things should be. There are these things, people, perhaps.
Gods.
No, not gods. Don't say they're gods.
Gods.
The Epoch.
Yeah, the Epoch. And they've been following us through time, I think, shaping the world around us. I don't know why, but that includes you. Before today, you were completely different people, living different lives. We probably knew you, and you knew us. Perhaps... does any of this make sense?
Me confuzzled. Are you confuzzled, Ugg? Very confuzzled, Rupert. Grog, head hurt. Need hug. See? We just don't get it.
Okay, let's try another tack. This technology...
Hey, that mine!
Where did it come from? I mean, you didn't invent it, did you?
It come from the sky. Hurt our heads.
It fell, but that's ridiculous.
Is it? I'd have said that about a kraken attacking Atlantis before I came here. Travel broadens the mind.
Yeah, and noggin go ouch.
Okay, so why not let us help you? Benny can prove to you there is more to this world than just the things you see. She showed me. The sky's no limit.
Mm. Oh, come on. What would it take for me to convince you?
Not that.
Oh. I know. Fire. How about fire? It'll keep you snug and warm. Cook all that tasty, tangy dino meat. And light. It'll make your cave like daytime.
Why we want fire when we have Bluetooth? Still no keep us warm, though. Benny old, he must be right.
Thanks.
Perhaps you're right. What Benny want to do?
If I'm right, this technology originates from another time, another epoch. Someone out there's operating on a grand old scale, but they're getting confused. Spreading themselves too thin, perhaps. Creating worlds with technology you were never supposed to have. Though it sounds like they're not being quite so subtle about how they distribute it. Still, if I can borrow this for a moment, it might be I can trace it back to source. And if I can do that...
What that?
What's what? All I was saying is, if I can trace it back to source, maybe we can... Stop this! Stop it now!
We cannot interfere. This is the choice you have made.
Don't be ridiculous! I didn't choose a thing!
That is correct. You may not have, but Benny Summerfield did.
Benny! I'll come back for you! Benny?
Oh, very funny. Very clever, but understand this. The decisions I make are my own and no one else's.
But, Benny, what if that was, you know, the real you?
Then we can't do anything for her. Me, can we? Not now. Not thanks to them.
And your friend, the one who stood and stands beside you now, would you condemn her to that same fate? The agonizing death that has befallen Bernice Summerfield?
You speak of decisions, Bernice Summerfield. How you should have the right to choose. Now comes the time for you to make another.
Not now. Not after everything we've been through.
Oh my God. What should I do? Ruth, what do I do if I shut down that reality?
Save that other me from being ripped to shreds.
But I'd still be killing her. You.
It should have been me. Benny, I'm sorry. It should have been me.
Do it. What happened?
Do you know, I'm not entirely sure. Well, one epoch down now, I know that much.
So, three worlds?
Three alternatives, three options.
And three epochs? One watching over each of the different worlds until it's gone.
Sounds reasonable. Well, actually, it's pretty bloody unreasonable, and... Oh. Of course, that rather begs the question... Which of them is watching over us?
Oh.
Are you all right, my dear? Ruth?
Yeah, sorry, I just had a twinge. Sort of stabbing pain, like I'd lost something. I'm fine now, really. Are you all right?
It started. They're erasing realities, terminating each of your alternatives, which means they're onto us.
They?
The Epoch. Don't you ever listen? Come, we haven't much time. Take my hand.
Why? Where are we going?
No, I mean literally, take my hand. Thank you. Biomechanical data glove comes right off, see?
Oh my God. But that's your hand. It just...
Comes right off, yes. I know, I said. You see, Ruth, I managed to salvage some technology from our shuttle before the Epoch realized it shouldn't have existed. I grafted it into my own flesh, the iron claw of Springheel Jack. For a time, it became a part of me, ever growing and adapting and evolving until eventually, like me, it became something so much greater.
Yeah?
Oh, yes. The technology in that claw can tap directly into the Epoch's mainframe, theoretically. Not in any substantial way, alas, but combined with the teleportation properties from that ship, it can trace the signals back to the source, transplant individuals from one world to another, and take them directly to the Epoch. Get them away from here! That's where you come in, by the way.
Huh?
Oh, yes. You see, I can't actually use the thing myself. Oh, don't look at me like that. I tried, obviously, but it's human tech. Doesn't work for me. Didn't work for a guy in Chelsea either, which was pretty messy, I'm afraid. But so, that's when I realized it must only work for people from the shuttle. Members of the crew, pilots, stewardesses, anyone whose DNA would be on file. Probably.
From the shuttle? But I'm not...
Just accept that I'm right about you, Ruth. And trust me, you have to get to the Epoch's base, I suppose we can call it. It's out there somewhere, not quite on this plane of reality. A beat out of step with these alternatives.
Why? What can I do?
There's this force field around the planet, cutting off this system, has been since year zero. So, if we want to escape, it needs to come down. And you can prove to yourself what it is you've always believed in.
What's that?
The sky's no limit, Ruth. Remember? Well, I mean, it is at the moment, very much so. But that's what the little meme of yours is all about. Getting someone to remember, teasing at their memories, prompting them to shut the damn thing down, open the skies, and allow us back into the universe.
Why me, though?
Well, you see, there's this little thing I haven't mentioned to you yet, teensy little thing. Safe passage isn't exactly guaranteed. Your atoms could end up scattered across the ether, possibly. Maybe, perhaps. Probably.
So you want me to be, what, your guinea pig?
My saviour? Like my good self, only you and Benny have managed to retain any sense of memory across the Epoch's mappings. Granted, you may not remember all of what's occurred there, but you know enough for me to trust you.
And what if I don't trust you? Because, frankly, I don't, for the record. I really, really don't.
You don't have to. I just need someone who can remember what the Epoch are, that they exist. Someone who can return to this place and rescue me before this world begins again and I forget myself.
And then what?
Once the barrier's down, I can find the shuttle again. It'll show up again. I mean, we'll be able to see what it really looks like. And then you, me, Benny, we go home. It'll keep us alive too. The shuttle has technology that can preserve us in stasis until we're a long, long way from here. Back to our true homes, our true times. Even yours, Ruth.
Ruth! Ruth, are you up there?
Benny!
Benny always knew, but you forgot. You were never from Atlantis, child. Instead, you have a past already waiting.
Just stay put. I'm coming for you. I promise.
Why me, though?
I'm sorry?
Well, why not her? You're not stupid. You must realise Benny understands all this more than I do. Why not send her instead?
She's my insurance. I know that you'll have to come back for her regardless, and when you do, you'll help us both escape.
And if I can't?
Then I still have Benny as my backup plan. If you fail, she'll find a way out. She always does. But come, you're doing yourself a disservice. I really do require very little. Observe.
What the hell is that?
An interdimensional breach, a gateway, a door, the threshold to the Epoch and their lair. Suspended above the streets of old London town.
Funny place for a doorway, don't you think? Having it open halfway down.
But oh, so much more theatrical, don't you think? That the dame should have to jump.
Jump? Down there? Are you mad?
Fall then, either way, your choice.
No, actually, your choice. I don't seem to have had any say in this at all.
Oh, come along, the portal can't sustain itself for long. Now, hold on to the glove, tightly. Good girl.
Jack, I'm not jumping.
No?
No.
In which case, I'm afraid you leave me very little choice. I'm so, so sorry, Ruth. I really didn't want to have to do this.
Jack, what? No!
Plummet well, sweet lady!
Oh, my God! Ruth!
I'm on it. There you are. I've got you.
What happened?
It's okay. You're safe. You made it. Benny?
One down. Just me to go now.
What's Benny doing here? And who are you? But you're... It's complicated. I can see that. Ow. My head.
And what the hell are those things?
I'll explain later. Don't suppose you've got a space-rending glove handy, have you?
Now that you mention it. How do you know we were watching you on that?
No time to chat, you two. Ruth, do me the honours.
Excuse me. Hey, here you go. One magic space glove thing.
Thanks. Sorry about that. It'll all make sense soon. Possibly. Now then, where were we?
Two Ruths, two Bernice Summerfields. Either one of you could be real, or both of you might have perished in the past. It is your place to decide. This is the scheme.
What do they mean, decide?
It doesn't matter, Ruth. Because this ends now!
You must decide!
Oh, I decided a long time ago. Don't you see? The three of you gave me a choice. You gave me the choice of three realities. Told me to choose which one survived.
Three? There's only two of them. I'll explain later.
You've been watching us all this time, going about our daily routines, fighting monsters that shouldn't exist, playing out your little schemes, all the while wondering how we knew. And that simple truth is, we didn't. We just survived. And that's how I know you're not expecting this.
Benny, no! What's she done?
Prime reality failed.
You gave me a choice of three realities. Said I could switch them off at any time. And you knew I was a survivor. The last thing you'd expect me to do is eliminate this one.
You cannot destroy this one. You are confined to it. There is nothing else beyond.
Really? Didn't anyone ever tell you the sky's no limit?
And if this really was the real world? Benny, what if we've got it wrong?
Then I'm sorry.
You would eliminate it all. The Epoch, your friends.
No, I never sacrificed them or me. The other me, I mean. That Benny's still safe and sound with Spring-Heel Jack in London town. And as for the roots...
The glove!
Oh, yes.
Activating escape procedure. Summoning stasis chamber.
What's it doing?
Best guess? Looking for a way out, just like we are. And when you can control a world like this at will, a simple little stasis chamber's nothing. They've got a nice little habit of hiding outside reality. Which could be just what I need. Now then, let's see. That seems simple enough. We've only sent you quite a lot of these things. We just need something to test it on.
Stasis chamber active.
The Epoch?
Yeah, why not?
That worked then.
Didn't it just? Causing quite a commotion. Now then, you two.
Benny, the barrier.
The... Oh, you're very good.
I know. We are.
Barrier, barrier, barrier. Ah! This seems to be indicating something a bit barrier-ish. What do you reckon?
Not a clue. Why, what happens if it isn't?
If it isn't? Well, I might crush us all to a singularity rather than shut down a big, outer, spacey, blocky-out barrier.
You think that's a possibility?
Nah, because I'm quite good with things like this. Experience and all that. I just want you to know that if I am wrong, well, I'm sorry.
Benny, rambling.
Oh, yes. Barrier down. Year zero officially scuppered. Now let's get you away from here before all this fades away to a pinhead of nothingness.
But what about you?
Ah, well, it may have escaped your notice that there's a huge, great, whopping stasis chamber over there. I think I'll be fine.
But Benny...
We don't have time for this now, either of you. Earth is my home, in a way. I can stay here, asleep, until I drift back to the future.
Benny, please. After everything we've been through together, Poseidon, the Hierophant, Leo...
I know, Ruth, and I'm sorry, but there really isn't any other way. I had to stop the Epoch. I had to destroy their technology, their realm... Make sure they could never start again. The only way possible. The stasis chamber. If it could protect them, then protecting me should be a doddle.
And if that means losing me, condemning me to a world that might not be real, without you...
Ruth, the fabric of this reality is rupturing around us. The entire world is closing in. I'm sorry, really, but this is the only way out for you now. For either of us. Goodbye, Ruth. Ruths. Get back to London. Find Jack and the other me, if you can, and go home. On the shuttle. Together. Back to whatever colony world you came from before we all got sucked into the Epoch's little scheme. Hopefully, with all this gone, reality'll check back into place. You remember everything.
Really?
I haven't got a clue, to be honest, but it made sense when I was saying it. Have I mentioned we don't have much time?
I'll go first, if you like, back to Jack. That way you can say goodbye to Benny. Benny, she's gone. Why haven't I?
For God's sake, not now! Oh, it isn't working. Batteries must be dead.
So we don't know if she even got back safely. To London, Benny, she might have been scattered into...
Okay. Only one option left. Stasis chamber. Our only chance is to lock ourselves outside time. We place ourselves outside the confines of these alternatives, just as the Epoch did, and wait for the world to restore itself to normal. By we, I mean you, obviously.
What do you mean? Why me?
One pod, one escapee. And you've so much life in you, Ruth. You deserve this. Truly. Besides, you heard what Jack said. I always find a way out.
And what if this time you don't?
Then, well, I've lived a long enough life already. And hopefully, out there, in London, there's another me. With another Ruth and Jack. Or maybe she's the real Benny Summerfield and I'm just another echo. Who knows?
What does that make me, then?
Come on, we haven't much time. I'll input the codes inside the chamber. Then all you need to do is hop inside and I'll take care of the rest. Easy.
And what will you do?
Me? Once you're set, I just push that button there. Next thing you know, you'll wake up safe and sound sometime in the future. Fingers crossed. I've set it about 10 years back from my time, so I'll be out there, somewhere. A little bit younger, but the same basic me. Track me down. Tell me everything. I'm sure I'll be willing to help. Oh, and for God's sake, do not flirt with my husband.
That's not what I meant.
Oh?
What will you do when I'm in stasis and you're just left here?
I don't know, Ruth. Hopefully, I won't have long to think about it.
I thought you might say that. Sorry, Benny.
Ruth! What are you doing?
What you'd have done for me. Press this button now, and you'll wake up sometime in the future. Fingers crossed.
Ruth, no! Get me out of here. You don't know what you're doing!
No? I've got nothing, Benny, don't you see? Not here without you, and certainly not in the future. But you already have a life. And a son. They're waiting for you. They have been for a while. Another new life to lead. I don't have any of that. I'll perish on a world that never should have been, with memories of a life that never was. I've seen myself sacrifice my life for you once already today, and that's how I know. This is definitely the right thing to do. Sorry, Benny. You're the best might-have-been friend I could have never maybe hoped to have. I'll miss you. Jack was wrong about me then. This was my life, my future, my death, where everything about me finally...
Stasis chamber decontaminated. Resuscitation sequence commencing.
You do this! Let me help you! Oh.
Welcome back, Summerfield Bernice.
Where am I?
You are currently stationed on Mars base, Grantham Echo 4.
Mars? What year?
2616.
Right. Little bit later than I was expecting, but same basic ballpark. That's something at least.
Oh! You must rest, oh. Summerfield Bernice. The recuperation process can often prove quite traumatic. Would you care for some nutrients to assist your acclimatisation?
If you're going to patronise me, you can at least get my name right. It's Benny, okay? And no, thank you, I wouldn't. How'd I get here anyway?
I'm afraid I do not understand the nature of your inquiry. Please define Here.
Here as in right here, right now. Mars.
Summerfield Benny, I have a message that might assist your understanding.
What, you mean a data stream update, that kind of thing? You're going to fill me in on everything that's happened over the last however many millennia? Well, sorry to disappoint you, but I know most of it already. Thank you very much.
I am aware of the unique circumstances surrounding your revival, but the message I refer to has been designated for the attention of Summerfield Benny, Professor alone. DNA status confirmed. You are Summerfield Benny.
A message for me? Here? Now? Really? Well, let me see.
Complying. Accessing communications archive.
Benny! Good morning. How are you?
Rax! Oh,
sorry. Silly question. I'm a pre-recorded message, you see. Now then, I understand that we used to be friends, which is awfully nice. But you see, that wasn't me. Well, not this me. There appear to be a lot of me's out there, but don't worry, I'm doing something about that. Now, the bottom line is, you need to trust me.
Yeah, right.
Because I believe you have a sound.
Peter!
And I also believe I know how to reunite you. I'm on a planet called Legion. Well, I am now, but I'm hoping to stay fit and healthy here and not have to leave before you find me. Now, we've only ever met once. You told me I'd been to your wedding. Oh, I do hope I was suave and not wearing a cheap suit. I do hate cheap suits, don't you? Oh, sorry. Recorded message. Rhetorical question. Anyway, this means that you know more about me than I do about you. But I am hoping that we will be friends. Well, good luck, Benny. Benice. Professor Summerfield. Enjoy being a professional archaeologist again, and I look forward to seeing you in a few months. Remember, Legion. It's very important that you come here. Goodbye. Good luck. Oh, and Benny. Peter says to tell you that he's...
My sensors indicate that your stress levels are rising, Summerfield Benny. You really should get some rest.
Rest? Rest? You play me that? And then expect me to get some rest? Have you any idea who that man is?
Negative.
Don't answer back. It was a rhetorical question. That man up there ruined my life. He killed my husband, destroyed my family, and now he's popping up yet again. Just like he always does. And acting as if nothing ever happened. Worse still, bringing my son into it. So yes, my stress levels are rising. But not without good reason. And yes, I probably should be getting some rest, you're right. But I never was one for rules. And I certainly won't be able to rest till I found my son. So, now, unless you have a very, very good reason for wanting my stress levels to rise even further, or you enjoy the idea of having your motherboard reprogrammed inside out, I'd suggest you find a way to A, override your protocols, B, shut the hell up, and C, get me out of here as quickly and as quietly as possible without anybody noticing. But of course, that's only a suggestion.
I'm certain I could be of some assistance.
Yeah? Funny, that. So, come on then, Benny. What next? Right then, guess this is it. To Legion, or wherever it is I'm heading. Thanks for all your help.
You are welcome, Summerfield Benny. Good luck.
Yeah. See you around.
Secondary stasis occupant reviving. Decontamination sequence commencing. Welcome back.